AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is paying tribute to neighborhoods in New Orleans that recovered from Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. During a walking tour of the historic Treme section of town this afternoon that was rebuilt, Obama talked to folks who weathered the storm.
So, things going okay?
Everything's going great. Well, thank you so much.
You must be doing a good job.
I'm trying. I'm trying to martyr myself after the president.
You might have said that to me.
President Obama said he was impressed with what he saw in Treme today.
A lot of folks think this is where jazz really first started taking root. It is obviously close to downtown in the French Quarter, one of the most important historic African-American communities in the country.
Obama says he was just a U.S. senator from Illinois when Katrina's powerful winds and driving rain bore down on New Orleans and the Gulf Coast August 29th, 2005. A New Orleans energy company says it has reached a settlement agreement with environmental groups in a lawsuit stemming from the company's failed efforts to stop a decade-old slow-motion oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Police in Louisiana are preparing for two funerals this week. Louisiana has had more job-related police fatalities this year than any other state except Texas. The father of Allison Parker, a TV reporter, who along with her cameraman was shot to death yesterday on air in Southwest Virginia, says he's having a hard time dealing with her death.
Over the last 24 hours, I've gone from numb to, you know, uncontrolled grief to numb to, you know, anger.
This is AP Radio News. Streets across Dominica turned into fast-flowing rivers today that swept up cars as Tropical Storm Erica pummeled the eastern Caribbean island. At least four people were killed. The storm is forecast to approach Florida in a few days. James Franklin, chief forecaster at the National Hurricane Center, is urging Floridians to keep an eye out on Erica's progress.
We have the chance of tropical storm conditions in Florida in another 4 days or so. Check your supplies. Know if you are in a evacuation zone, a flood zone.
Daryl Dawkins, whose backboard-shattering dunks earned him the moniker Chocolate Thunder and helped pave the way for breakaway rims, died this morning in Pennsylvania of a heart attack. Dawkins was 58. And stocks continue to rebound, the Dow up 369 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.